Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? Remastermedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using Remastermedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session.
Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
T. Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Yeah. You are listening to Wound Liquor with Dr. Anomia on WRCT 88.3 FM in the Pittsburgh area and surroundings. Also, WRCT.org throughout the universe.
Hey, it's Dr. Nomia. Welcome to Wound Liquor, your very own special curated program of the healing arts. And have you been driving a car, an automobile, a semi, whatever your means of transportation is, metaphorically speaking? Have you been driving that for a long, long time? You know, chances are yes. Yeah, and you know the ease it affords. You like driving for the most part, except, of course, you know, expense, traffic, and the dangers, certainly the dangers. It's synonymous with independence, driving is. You know, being able to leave your domicile and, you know, go elsewhere, go shopping, do, you know, the activities of your daily living or your recreation, your enjoyment, going for trips, you know, just stalking a loved one, you know, whatever. I mean, you know the merits of driving. You love it. And I do too. But, you know, there is a point where it becomes a little dicey. Now, I used to do something called the pre-driver's assessment. This is something that looks at the reflexes and the cognitive abilities of an individual to resume driving. Now, who am I talking about? I'm talking about people who've had some sort of a neurological insult. Okay, stroke, head injury, things in that order. And it was amazing to me, you know, just how, and I learned real quickly how important it is to the individual as well as their families. I mean, you got to figure, you know, some families depend on that particular driver. You know, they may be the only available driver in the family. And I saw all kinds of people. I saw folks who had strokes, you know, folks that were up in years, folks that were basically on skateboards, you know, coming in, and they, you know, needed to have adaptations to their vehicle. And the worst thing is having to let them know when they failed the assessment. There was just a lot of acrimony, just a lot of hurt, tears. But I mean, I had a job to do, and that was to keep people safe. You know, I mean, there's plenty of stories where a incapacitated driver, not drunk, but I mean, you know, somebody who had a visual impairment or someone who was very slow in processing or physically involved so that the reaction time, you know, was less. Nowadays, I mean, even back then, I mean, there were adaptations, but I would imagine there are a lot more nowadays to support and promote a physically impaired driver. However, you know, it becomes an issue for any of us after a fashion, after a while, and it's not due to a debility in terms of physical injuries. It's not due necessarily to you know, a particular fatigue. Well, you know what I'm talking about when, you know, I'm talking about fatigue. You know, there's that element when you're driving, if you've been driving a long time. I mean, you know, in a given instance, driving for, you know, a long time, and, you know, you get tired. You get very tired, and it becomes dangerous. You know, then there's also issues of just spacing out and, you know, confusion. Confusion, you know, missing your turns, you know, just being so preoccupied that you make stupid, deleterious kinds of maneuvers. I mean, missing a red light, missing a stop sign. I mean, if you are a hale and hearty driver in this area, or any big city, I am sure you have been shocked by the kind of bonehead things that people do, you know, running stop signs, you know, running traffic lights when it's red, ignoring pedestrians and pedestrian crosswalks. I mean, just all kinds of vile and really ridiculous, aversive kinds of things. But listen, down the road, I mean, you're going to slow down. I mean, I'm not talking about driving. I mean, you'll do that too. I mean, you know, you'll keep your turn signal on forever, and you'll be really dodgy and, you know, going 15 miles an hour in a, you know, 55 lane. But I'm not even really talking about that. I think there is something that happens. It's an organic change, not strictly just old age, but an organic change. And you know, research has shown that it can be an amalgam of, strangely enough, I mean, not only organic changes, maybe from some sort of a, you know, occult neurological insult to the brain, but also from pollutants. You know, I mean, there are pollutants in the air that, you know, that invade the sulci of our brains, the folds of our brains. So, you know, you'll have aluminum bits and litter and dust and all kinds of things that, you know, somehow find their way into, say, your, you know, through your nasal passages and past your dura mater and the membranes, you know, and find their way into the brain folds. And just, you know, there's, the research is still pending, but, you know, so there's this ultimate thing that is really scarifying. It's it's called PCDD, PCDD, and that is Phantom Celebrity Driver Dementia. And that is when you start seeing what you think are celebrities behind the wheel. And, you know, sometimes it will happen that, you know, you see somebody who looks like somebody else, a friend, whatever. But in this particular thing, or this particular melody, excuse me, you see, like, for example, you may see Brad Pitt or Sophia Loren. And I mean, they are current to your memories. They're current to your age group, you know, current to your interests in history. Like, I know one gentleman who apparently had this, I mean, before there was even a name, and he swore he saw Vladimir Lenin late at night around 1 a.m. At a stoplight. And, you know, another person thought they saw, Roy Innes. Roy Innes used to be, or Roy Thinnes. He played in a television program about Martians invading. And I mean, there's just all kinds of celebrities, all kinds of historical figures that people start seeing. And I mean, it creates a glee, and it creates a carelessness, or it creates a shock. I mean, it could be, you know, Charles Manson that they see, and they get very nervous, and then they start making some very, very dangerous mistakes on the road. So anyway, the program today, the installment of Wound Liquor today, is You're Crazy, Me Driving, and has to do with driving. It has to do with the, you know, the rigors and the event of driving, and, you know, peripherally with the fading of the abilities to drive. Sad to say, it does happen. It does happen, and it's important, you know, to be aware. All right, well, we continue, and I I'm very excited about this show, and I want you to relax and enjoy.
Some people think the best place to go for a great deal on a new muffler is one of those discount muffler shops. But nobody gives you a better deal than CarX Muffler and Brake. You see, at CarX, you get the exact quality muffler you need. And our lifetime mufflers are guaranteed for as long as you own your car. But here's the bottom line. CarX gives you a top quality repair at a price that often out-discounts the discounters. That's right. CarX quality for less. So next time you need a muffler, don't worry. Get a real deal on a quality muffler job at CarX.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom. Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Check the yellow pages under mufflers and brakes for one of the 15 CarX locations nearest you.
Brigade features a blend of acoustic music, puzzles, on-air phone calls, community interviews, and live performances from youth and adults, all in a relaxed format that's fun to listen to. Tune in to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from 6 to noon on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Liquid means rewind. Liquid means rewind. A gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Tune in to Liquid Means Rewind on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to hear the finest selection of jazz, dub, reggae, house, techno, two-step, garage, jungle, and more. Hosted by Big Cashew, only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Have you ever chased a fishtail trying to track your baby down? Well, you ever chased a cat like trying to track your woman down? It's like a three-legged turtle trying to chase a rabbit around. Well, when you're driving it high, It makes you think you're driving in the low. Well, when you hit 85, still think you're going slow. Well, the closer you get, the faster that Cadillac goes. Get up, little car, I gotta go catch my gal. Well, she's riding in the Cadillac, riding with my best pal. Well, come on, little car, I gotta catch that long fish tail. Them fishtail cars. Well, she wears fur coats, hangs out in all the fancy bars. Well, she likes to glamorize like the big time Hollywood stars. Well, she sits in the tavern, drinking back. In walks a cat with a big Cadillac. Then they leave, go riding someplace. That's when they wave that fishtail in my face. Have you ever chased a fishtail trying to track your woman down? Well, boys, let me tell you, them Cadillacs sure hold around. And I can't go.
Yeah.
located in Millville. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millville. For more information about selling records and new releases, it's available at 412-821-8484 or at AtticRecordStoreInc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR@WRCT.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Jackpot here, owner and super operator of Jackpot Volkswagen, the larger Jackpot Volkswagen this side of Babylon. Well, as you know, we're in the midst of our giant cleanup sale, and while Rex is in the back cleaning up the Giants, and oh, they do get dirty, let's just take a look at this beautiful, brand new 1969 Volkswagen Squareback Station Wagon. Friends, this car is loaded with extras. As you can see, there's some extras in the back right now, and I think they're all loaded.
Hi, Jack. I got some film on me.
I can ride a horse, baby.
Hey, man, what happened to my toe?
Where are the crowds?
Saying, talk about economy. Talk about convenience. Talk about the prolegomena to any future metaphysics. Come in, we'll talk about anything. So just hop on a friend of your choice and come north. On the Pasadena Freeway to the Avenue 60 turnoff. Go right on Avenue 60 to Figueroa, 5944 Figueroa. There we are, Jack. Poet Volkswagen in Highland Park, where smog is not a problem or a way of life. Thank you, friends. And now back to our movie, Hercules Meets the Electric Phoenicians.
I am the passenger city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A star's made for us tonight.
Forbes Avenue. Tune in to Forbes Avenue, WRCT's homegrown public affairs program. Here, engaging guests talk about the arts, social issues, and intriguing topics with a focus on Pittsburgh, and meet some fascinating people along the way. That's Forbes Avenue, or Forbes Avenue. Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
I never realized that I'd be taking care of a 2-year-old and a 9-year-old on my own. I think men can be a little stubborn sometimes where pride gets in the way, and they may want the help. They may not know how to ask. With my traditions, with the family support in line, and just with my mind frame, I was able to turn a negative into a positive. I knew I needed more tools in my toolbox to take care of these little girls that had just lost their mother. It's time for me to be that father that I knew I could be. I think just being that good role model as well, that models good behavior in front of them, going to work every day, coming home and being able to put on that smile. The biggest reward about being a dad is sitting back and watching your kids be happy.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
They say, well, how can you tell when you're out in the real world? How can you tell? I'll tell you how you can tell when you're in the real world. The real world is funky. It smells funky. Yeah.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Well, look, I'm just going to walk.